Microsoft is gearing up to unveil a series of groundbreaking AI tools for PCs and the cloud at its Build conference in May with a vision to integrate AI into every PC by 2024. The company will showcase advancements such as the advanced pace feature, new AI capabilities for window applications, and safety enhancements for the Azure AI Studio. CEO of Microsoft and the newly appointed head of Microsoft AI, Mustafa Suleiman, will highlight Microsoft's commitment to AI innovation and responsible development. That and many, many more stories tonight. You're listening to Geek News Central, episode 1736, coming to you this Thursday, April 11th. I'm your host, Todd Cochran. A big shout out to our primary sponsor at GoDaddy.com. Grab their deals at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. And to all of our awesome listeners, you're the real MVPs. Contribute your time, talent, or treasure at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider by becoming a GNC insider. We are live and lit with modern podcast apps from PodcastApps.com. Join the value for value movement by downloading and using a modern podcast app. Of course, dive into our digital hub at geeknewscentral.com. Don't forget to check out our partner shows, all linked up at Geek News Central. Get on board and don't forget to follow or subscribe via your favorite modern podcast app. Sign up for the newsletter while you're on the website. And of course, you can join the chat room at geeknews.chat. If you have feedback, you can email me directly, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, or you can catch me at X at Geek News or on Facebook. And again, a massive, massive salute to our sponsor, GoDaddy. We want to thank them for being the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. We definitely appreciate their ongoing support, where you can lock in savings at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Again, grab yourself a brand new domain name for $11.99 or pick up a absolute incredible hosting account at $6.99 a month. $6.99 a month for economy hosting with a free domain, professional email, and an SSL certificate. Of course, $12.99 a month for a managed WordPress hosting website with a free domain, professional email, and SSL certificate. Of course, you can get a free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business to business plus plans. That's a 1 month free trial. Again, $6.99 a month economy hosting or $12.99 a month managed WordPress hosting. And I have to really just kind of make you guys aware, your support of the sponsor really is 100% responsible for allowing me to do what I do, where I do, how I do it, give me the ability to do little upgrades here and there. It is greatly appreciated when you support the sponsor, and we definitely want to thank GoDaddy again. So get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Tell your friends, family member, people that you know, if you don't need a product or service, it is time to share the love. And every time you do that, it's just like making writing the show a check. Anytime you share my code with a friend, family member, someone that needs to get online, and their products are just absolutely world class. So definitely get over there and lock in a deal. And again, I want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at Geek News Central. I had someone on YouTube complain about the ad, and I'm like, sorry, you got to pay the bills. And they said, oh, you had six ads. There wasn't six ads. There was one ad. And of course, we talk about insiders a little later. So maybe they considered that an ad, but that would be two. So it's something interesting happened. I told you I've been on this kick at the loft and reorganizing, and the bandwidth situation has gotten really decent at the loft, and they upgraded me, and I now have about 40 with my old wireless system, the two antennas, 36 down, and, you know, maybe 3 or 4 up. Pretty good for, you know, considering it was 15-3 before Starlink. And then Starlink has still done the best it can. And really, to be honest with you, because I was running these slower speeds, I was using all the old, my old routers, you know, just really kind of a lot of a junk. And so I decided, okay, it's time to make a little bit of an update. And I fell in love with Unify at UI.com. Now, this is not inexpensive. This is definitely on the upper high end. And here's the thing. The UI gear, the problem I've had is I buy a router, and about 3 or 4 years, the router is done. Something, it gets cooked or whatever, and I have to buy a new router, and it's another $300-$400. And I think a lot of us have been in that situation. The router here in the office, we're running smooth. Everything's been good with that. No concerns. But I decided, okay, so if I'm going to make this investment in a little bit of gear, even though it's totally overkill for this loft, why don't I go ahead and go the Unify route? Because basically you put a rack mount in that is just as absolute. You have firewall. I mean, this box that they is about $400 is absolutely the bomb. And then you connect via a PoE switch. You connect it to an antenna that is basically your Wi-Fi signal router and everything. So because I've got 2 networks there, I've been playing with it, and I basically did the first part of the setup last night. And so my speeds are up because I've got good gear. I'm not on an old router, better connection, better throughput, Wi-Fi 6, the whole 9 yards. So it just is making the experience at the loft a lot better. And so there was, you know, this upgrade. It's a work in progress. And again, I've been cleaning things up, and it's nice because there's just, you know, I've got everything in a rack. I'll take a picture of it when I'm done and I'll post it on Facebook. But in the end, what will end up happening is I'll have this very good managed system. And I don't say that I'm leaving Michigan anytime soon, but this gear can go with me. And if the Wi-Fi situation changes, I just buy a new antenna. And the base system will be great for years. And it's not going to die in 2 years. So, and I can put security in, and it's great. So yesterday, I'm in here and I get this email from Spectrum, and they say, hey, we can upgrade you to a higher speed. And I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, I'm on this business account. And a business account is already, because they make me do a bundle deal, I have to pay $229 is my bill every month for a phone line I don't use, 13 channels on a TV that I watch one, and then 400 down and 20 up. So, okay, I'll call him. I call this guy, and I'm like, okay, I kind of like, got your thing. I said, how much are you guys going to rip me off to, you know, to move up in speed? And he kind of giggled. And he told me the price originally was like another $50. I'm like, ah, forget it. And he said, oh, wait a minute. So I'm on the phone with this guy for like 30 minutes. I'm kind of annoyed a little bit. He says, hey, how's 30 sound? I'm thinking, now, what does that get me? It gets me 1 gig down, and it gets me essentially 35 up. And I said, yeah, I said, I don't need the down. I need the up. I want more upload speed. Makes things much more, I can get the show out faster, upload easier. It's all time, right? So I figure, you know, double the upload speed. That means I can basically, instead of waiting for an upload here, I can be done and out. And so I said, okay. And he says, oh, your router, you know, your modem won't take this new signal. So today at 2 o'clock, the cable guy came. He was about 30 minutes. Nice young guy. We got to talking, and you're talking tech and talking AI and we're laughing, and basically within 30 minutes, he's like, all right, go do a speed test. And I rebooted the router and 987 and almost 40 on the up speed. So it's kind of like I get this double whammy here, right? And of course, in my mind, I'm kind of like the standards guy at this point. I like things standard, and I'm thinking, should I upgrade to this? But the Unify upgrade for the studio here, that's like double of what, maybe even, you know, more than double. It's a very big bill, and I'm being very careful because 1,000 here, 1,000 there, and then it's like, insurance bills due. So we're tight margins here. It's not like we're making money. All right. It is a very tight margin operation. And, I got the, as a matter of fact, it's right here. I've got the store. Everything's in the checkout counter, and I just keep looking at that total, and I'm like, oh, and I just paid for Podcast Awards trophies. Now, that was already paid for, so that was pre-planned, but, that was like $17,000 to pay for that. And I'd like to upgrade the studio, but I just can't. So if anybody has a friend at Unify, I'd love to become a brand ambassador for them. That is what's happened. So we've got better upload speeds here. And I make these decisions very, very wisely, very, very carefully. And there's some other things I've been thinking about too. And this afternoon I got an email, a possible opportunity to speak at a specific event. I don't know if it's going to happen. I've asked my board at Raw Voice if they are going to sign off on the event. It's a pretty big airline ticket to get where I need to go. It'd just be a down and back, and it'd be brutal, but it'd be worth doing. So I won't talk about too much about it right now because, I just got to get a decision from my team on whether or not they're going to approve the flight. So, it's just like anything else. It's, we're watching our dollars at Blueberry as well. Because the economy is what it is. Economy is the economy right now. It's crap, to be frank. So, support the sponsor. And we'll talk about the insider thing here in a minute, but, Unify, UI.com, beautiful gear. Beautiful, beautiful. I mean, it's a geek. It's a geek paradise. And I I'm not good at doing reviews and being like YouTubers and doing all these things and showing screens. Just go look for Unify stuff on YouTube, and you'll kind of get an idea of what I'm talking about. But let's go ahead and get into the stack. Thank you for letting me expound a little bit with you today. Definitely appreciate it. I'm glad it's I am beat. This week has been a struggle. Just working through a whole bunch of stuff. I'm doing what I love to do. I'm absolutely doing what I love to do. But sometimes I'm just like, can it all be fun? It has to be grind. There's a lot of grind. And I think you all know that, right? If work was fun every day and we're excited to do stuff every day, we'd be a much happier world. But sometimes it's just taking a pepper shaker and grinding. It's that grind work, and then trying to working with some other groups and over here, and we're trying to get some stuff launched. And very, 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 very taxing at times on my brain. I just go back the house and collapse. So maybe that's why I've been on such an organization kick, because I just need to offset my brain for a little bit. Okay, so let's talk about this Microsoft thing. And Microsoft has announced new AI tools for PCs and cloud at Build Conference. And this is going to happen in May. And what's funny is that they say they want AI integration in every PC by 2024. I'm looking at the calendar. And they didn't say 2025. They said 2024. And I'm like, it's 2024. So they want to get this done by the end of the year. And I'm like, okay. We'll see. But they are on a hardcore push. And they want to put groundbreaking advancements in Windows and cloud AI capabilities coming in May. And their dedication to enhancing Windows functionality is evident. Meanwhile, we've got some news about Apple today and some things they've said about some upcoming chips. But this, I think we're all headed to a new reality. At the same time, I'm trying to throttle back. I'm trying not to get too crazy about the AI stuff. Although, you know, today I had to do a sales agreement. And I took the name of the vendor, our company name. I laid out the terms, percentages, and basically just about maybe a minute and a half or 2 minutes worth of typing work. And I told ChatGPT, write me a sales agreement. And it printed one. It did two pages. And there was some stuff that I didn't tell it that I needed. So I had to go in and do a little editing, probably about another 10 minutes. But I had a two-page hardcore legal sales agreement that I sent over to Barry, my legal counsel. I said, hey, by the way, read this because I had ChatGPT create it, make sure it's legally correct, blah, blah, blah. I said, I need it back on Tuesday. And he'll get it tomorrow morning. But it's just like, boom. And I, you know, normally I would have had to just ask him to create it and he would have had to have written it and asked me a bunch of questions. And I was just able to knock it out and send it over. And it's not a complicated sales agreement. So, and I still leave the NDA type stuff to him. He puts those together. But it just, this is what, you know, this is kind of where today I got help on just a couple of little things. So it's going to change everything. And we're all along for this, right? Meanwhile, Walmart might launch a pro variant of its Google TV competitor. Is anybody using this? This on stuff from Walmart? As listed for an unreleased on 4K Pro streaming device, appears to hint at an upcoming streaming device from Walmart that will serve as more of a premium Google TV competitor. Currently, Google sells two Google TV streaming sticks, the On Google TV Full HD and the On Google TV 4K streaming box. So I guess it can be like a $20 item. So pretty inexpensive. So link will be up in the show notes on that. Meanwhile, the UK is considering banning smartphone sales to kids under the age of 16. I didn't know that in the United States, can kids buy cell phones under age of 16? Ministers considering banning the sale of smartphones to children under the age of 16 after a number of polls have shown significant public support for such a curb. The government issued guidance on the use of mobile phones in English schools 2 months ago, but other curbs are said to have been considered to better protect children after a number of campaigns. A March survey of ParentKind of 2,496 parents of school-aged children in England found 58% of parents believe the government should ban smartphones for under 16. So it doesn't say a parent can still go buy it, but what is the age here in the United States that they will sell you a smartphone? What age do you have to be to, I guess you can probably be any age, right? You got the money and you want a burner phone. I don't know. I've never thought about it. Does anybody know? Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. So, you know, I want, if my kid buys a smartphone, I want to know that they have it because I can only imagine the bad things that could happen if some child, and I'm going to use that word. I know people that are 16 years old say, I'm not a child. But, you know, a non-adult, anyone that's any of my kids that were not yet 18, I'm going to want to know if they bought a cell phone. Because if they got that thing stashed somewhere, you guys are following me. So I don't know on that one. Interesting. Meanwhile, AT&T, they finally come clean. They admit the data breach said 51 million customers were affected, down from the 70 million that was initially reported. And AT&T said it started notifying victims of the breach. I already got a message from LifeLock. I still have my LifeLock subscription, and LifeLock knows that because I have an AT&T account, nothing active on AT&T, but they notified me that, yep, you're in the list. So I know at a minimum, and I know the email address under which it's from. So yeah, my data, again, is out there. And just like every, 50 million others of us are out there in the wild for someone to do what they're going to do. Hey, I did want to thank our insiders, and real quick, James Fletcher on his $2 sustaining donation. Thank you so much, James, for your ongoing donation as an insider. Over on the boosting side, people that are actually using a modern podcast app, I want to thank Bob. I believe it's Bob from New Hampshire. He says, hey, Todd, on the last show, I agree with Elon. I think he should oppose the Brazilian court order and any court order that threatens freedom of speech, including ours. They should not have the power to tell someone to take something down they don't agree with. I, like you, have retired from the military and lived in many countries that don't have our freedoms. But I'm also seeing ours slowly being whittled away, and I don't like it. I say good on Elon. Bob from Dover, New Hampshire. So, Bob, you and I are on point there, my friend, on this. And Bob sent 1,000 sats on that. So thank you for the 1,000 sats. So this is how it's done. That's how it's real easy. Bob didn't have to write an email. He didn't have to worry about me suffering and going through my email. It was right there ready for me when I loaded it up. And I'm looking at the boosts that have come in via Heliopad or the other application that's called Saturn. Those that don't run their own node. But we have had a number of streaming sats. Darren has been streaming the show as well. Who else? There's a new one. Oh, that was from the new media show. Let's see. Who else? Let me scroll back. Papa HD, thank you so much again for your donations to your streaming sats. So everyone that's streaming sats, hey, thank you. It's definitely appreciated when you do value for value. Now, for those of you that are not insiders, geeknewscentral.com/insider. And please consider you're becoming an insider. Now, if you want to help me get to that 2000, actually the store cart said 1588. I think that was the amount. Yeah, 1588. Now, I'm not pulling the trigger, but if you want to help me earn enough money to buy that Unify gear to upgrade things here, throw me a one-time donation. And you can do that at geeknewscentral.com/insider as well. Just jump on and become an insider. Anyone, $2 a month. Come on. It's not that bad, right? I don't suck that bad, do I? So, again, get yourself one of those fancy new podcast apps at podcastapps.com. Meanwhile, Apple plans to overhaul entire Mac line with AI-focused M4 chip. Now, the company, which released its first Macs with M3 chips 5 months ago, is already nearing production of the next-gen M4. Man, they're just smoking. According to people with knowledge of matter, the new chip will come in at least three main varieties, and Apple's looking to update every Mac model with it, said the people asked not to be identified. The new Macs underway at a critical time after peaking in 2022. Mac sales have fell because people don't need to upgrade Macs as often, right? In the last fiscal year, which ended September in the holiday period, revenue from the computer line was flat. Apple attempted to breathe new life in the Mac business with an M3-focused launch event in October, but those chips didn't bring major performance improvements over the M2. Now, if you were on a prior chip like I was way before the M2, a big jump in performance. So, Apple, I think, is not, this article says, oh, Apple's playing catch up with AI. A company that's making that much money, and as secretive as they are, I just don't believe that they're that far behind, to be frank. If you live in Jersey, like Kirk does, our executive producer here, a fireball lit up in New Jersey sky a couple of days after the eclipse. And, of course, there's an earthquake over there, so they've had all kinds of stuff that's happened. My mom is currently with my sister in New York City. I think they come back tomorrow. They felt the earthquake, but they had a fire in the building my niece is at, so they had to be evacuated last night for 3 or 4 hours, the smoke in the building, and everything's fine. But, yeah, a little bit of activity in the metro. So did you see this fireball that was in the sky? Pretty cool video on it. Link will be up in the show notes for you to look at. The CISA, emergency director, tells agency to fix credentials after the Microsoft breach. The Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency published an emergency directive Thursday in response to a Russian intelligence-linked hacking campaign that breached Microsoft, telling affected federal civilian agencies whose emails were stolen or password access to reset authentication credentials. CISA's directive comes in the week after Cyberscoop at cyberscoop.com first reported its existence. Midnight Blizzard's successful compromise of Microsoft corporate email accounts and exfiltration of correspondence between agency Microsoft runs a grave and acceptable risk to agency, it continues. The directive dated April 2nd tells affected agencies to take immediate remediation action on authentication credentials if those credentials known or suspected have been compromised. And it gives them 28 days to reset credentials. That's your government for you. Took 28 days to get this done. So link will be up in the show notes on this. Meanwhile, this, some of you will be in favor of this. Some of you will not. I am not a Julian Assange fan. But the U.S. is considering to end Julian Assange's prosecution bid. The Biden administration is contemplating Australia's request to end its bid to prosecute WikiLeaker-in-chief Julian Assange. U.S. President revealed the matter is under consideration, fielding a shouted question in the aftermath of his meetings with Japanese Prime Minister Kishida Fumio. Asked, do you have any response to Australia's request that you end Julian Assange's prosecution? Biden said, we're considering it. Did he really know it? So we'll see what happens here with this. And so if the Aussies are asking for it, then, you know, maybe the U.S. will grant it. Yale Locks, are you guys familiar with the Yale Locks? Yale has unveiled its first retrofit smart lock and keypad. The Yale Approach Lock is renter-friendly since you can keep using the same keys. Isn't this curious? So Yale's making it easier to go free with a smart lock system that can be retrofitted onto most existing deadbolts. You won't need to replace existing hardware with the Yale Approach Lock with Wi-Fi. It's an interior-only smart lock that Yale says takes 10 minutes or so to install, and you only need a screwdriver to help you get the job done. It also has a fairly slim profile that will just sit 1.6 inches off the door. Well, I'm going to have to check this out. I really will, because where I live, sometimes people leave the door unlocked. And if everyone can have a Wi-Fi access to unlock it, I think that would be smart. Interesting. So I'll have that up for you to take a look. If you're a Taylor Swift fan and you're on TikTok, Taylor Swift's songs have returned to TikTok. As of Thursday morning, multiple Swift songs, including You Belong With Me, Lover, Cardigan, Mirrorball, Fearless, Cruel Summer, It's Over Now, The Man and Me, are available on TikTok app users for use to incorporate into the videos, so you can do a TikTok with Taylor Swift in the background. Global taxi software vendors exposed details of nearly 300,000 across the United Kingdom and Ireland. Taxi software biz iCabby fixed an issue that exposed the personal information of 300,000 individuals, the name, email address, phone numbers, and user IDs. Affected individuals in the UK and Ireland were all exposed online. A number of former UK members of Parliament, as one senior policy advisor and one EU ambassador, were caught up in the data exposure. It's understood. Around 2,000 academic email addresses were also visible in the exposed data set. So phishing scams to continue for all of us. Roku. You know, I got a soft spot for Roku. I really, really do. I have in my loft, in my bedroom, my section where my bedroom is, I have a TCL TV that is basically a Roku TV. And in my living room, I have a Sony TV and it runs Google TV. But the Roku TV, I've really, for many, many years, if you've been with this show for forever, you'll know how much I adore Roku and what they have done. And, you know, we had three apps on there. Matter of fact, I think we still have three apps on there, but we've having a heck of a time getting them removed because we don't have the keys and we don't have the account. And they just make it hard to get old stuff off. I guess when it crashes the device, they'll take it off. But the Roku TV gains new updates, improve your viewing experience. The update comes with new backdrops, Roku Smart Picture, and more. The content browsing experience on Roku TV is set to improve with the addition of IMDb ratings and trailers. So, again, if you're a Roku user, you'll see these updates coming to your Roku device. Elon Musk is going to visit India for a meeting with the prime minister. He's announced on social media that he will visit India. The Tesla boss expects to announce major investment plans in the country. Last month, India cut import taxes on electric vehicles for global car makers, which commit to investing $500 million and starting local production within 3 years. And he says, I'm looking forward to meet with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in India. So a senior Indian government official told the BBC the meeting is scheduled for the last week of April and will take place at Mr. Modi's official residence in New Delhi. So here's the thing we have to remember. If the United States continues to make things hard and demand, companies will leave this country and go do business elsewhere. And you know, we have to make sure that companies flourish here and they're not driven out of this country. Not saying this is an export thing, which is probably good for Tesla and good for the United States because the cars are going to be supposedly manufactured here, at least for the next 3 years. But we'll tell. I'm big. You guys know, for many years for my company, my team is all in the United States. And I pay fairly for their salary and services and provide benefits because I believe in doing stuff in the United States and helping the economy here. The majority of my competitors do not do that. The majority of my competitors are offshore. Again, it's just the kind of the way I am. And I know a lot of people don't care anymore, to be honest with you, if you're using American labor. I'm not a union shop, but I pay American wages. So I don't know. I'm just big on that. And, you know, I'd hate to ever have to move offshore. I really, really would be hate to have to do that. Things would have to become pretty significantly challenged to consider that. Apple could deliver a huge iPhone performance boost as soon as next year. With its M3 chip, Apple is the first company to put a consumer-grade chip in its device. In other words, a 3 nanometer chip. And with information came from a paywall report, which claims the chip maker TSMC, which supplies Apple iPhones and Macs, is making good progress with its plans for a 2 nanometer chip dubbed N2. Small-scale production will probably be in later this year with mass production wrapping up in 2025. That would be too late for the chips to make it into this year's iPhone, but could potentially make it to the iPhone 17. So, again, more performance. Space tourism balloon startup unveils a luxury capsule design. Spanish startup Halo Space wants to give tourists a ride into the stratosphere in a balloon. And looks pretty nice. Get a nice view of the world as you go up. This is a startup, so this is a concept. But tickets are still going to cost a whopping $150,000 each. On each flight, a pilot and 8 passengers will enter the pressurized cabin. The helium balloon will then gradually ascend with minimal G-forces to the stratosphere. From this perch above the sky, passengers will get a unique view of the curvature of the Earth and the vastness of space. So, 5 test flights have been completed so far. Wow, the next one is scheduled for June in Saudi Arabia, the first outside of the startup country of Spain. So, 150,000. We won't start the crowdfunding for that one yet. Alfa Romeo, of course, I have an Alfa Romeo, but Alfa Romeo blasting the world at EVs with its stylish Milano crossover called Can the Petrolhead's Beloved Badge Retain Its Spark? And, when you hear Alfa Romeo, you think about fast sports cars, right? So now Alfa Romeo is now part of the absolute massive Stellantis Corporation, which includes Fiat, Jeep, Peugeot, and Vauxhall, which I'm not at all familiar with. So the Milano rides on the ECMP platform, which underpins everything from the Peugeot. I can never pronounce this car name. The Peugeot, P-E-U-G-E-O-T. Okay. Yeah, Peugeot. I'm sorry. Peugeot. And the Fiat 600. So the first EV. Link is in the show notes. Google Podcasts and furious about its demise, but YouTube Music fixes are coming. Again, I've already talked about Google Podcasts and it being gone. And, I've already said my piece on that. So and people are starting to wake up to this. Meanwhile, Google has paid out $41,000 for 3 serious Chrome vulnerabilities. Google's released Chrome 123 updates to resolve 3 high severity memory safety vulnerabilities. And so make sure when you get the little update thing on Chrome that you update it immediately. So big update on security wise for Chrome. Also, watch out for fake messaging apps on Android. They could be spying on you. These apps have a specifically low download count, but the researchers said the new threat actor group, which they dubbed Virtual Invaders, was active from late 2021, creating a number of Android apps posing as communication products, but they are basically malware. And on the surface, the apps worked as intended, offering rudimentary communication services. However, behind the curtain lay malware that extracted people's contact lists and files, devices, GPS location, file names, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Link will be up in the show notes if you're using some third-party messaging app. Okay, it was bound to happen. People were told, do not look at the sun with your eyes. Do not look at your sun. There was even warnings on the live streams. People were telling this 5,000 times. But the number of people searching Google for eye-related injuries jumped, and there was a bunch of people that had been treated at eye doctors with eye pain. A New York City-based double board certified doctor says, I can't believe it. People actually looked at the eclipse without protection. And people have been telling people for months, don't look at the sun. Ay, 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 ay. The damage can be reversible. So, there's some choice words I want to use. The Weather Channel parent company has a new AI tool to make hyper-local weather videos. The weather company says RealSphere cuts down the amount of work meteorologists have to do to keep viewers updated on the weather. There was another company on Thursday, a video creation tool for broadcasters and other customers that automatically adds caption graphics and hyper-local weather information overlays to video weather reports. RealSphere even lets users add an AI voice that can sound like a local meteorologist. It uses a large language model to pull specific graphics and can be connected to the company's weather information system. So, yes, you're going to get your weather from an AI. Google has announced a $1 billion underseas cable funding as it extends its Pacific reach. You know, I've lived in Hawaii. I lived in Guam. I've traveled all around the Confederated States of Micronesia, CNMI. I've been in Japan. And, I learned very, very early on living in Guam when I was connecting via a 2400 baud modem to CompuServe, the one or two numbers they had in Guam, and then our login, telnetting back to Chicago at significant amount of money per minute, how this all worked. As a matter of fact, I got to go see when they brought a new cable to Guam. I was able to go see the cable being brought ashore, seeing it terminated. So I've got really, and that's something I've never shared, but I've got lots of insight into these undersea cables. So the Colossal Investment, part of a specific Content Connect initiative. So where are they going to go? Together, partners from KDDI, Arteria, Seattle Pacific, and the CNMI, Google's new fiber optic cables are hoped to improve reliability, resilience, and digital connectivity between the two countries. The first two cables, called PROA, will connect Japan to Guam via the CNMI and derives its name from a type of traditional sailing canoe used in the Marianas. The second, Tahi, which both means peace and the Pacific Ocean in Japanese, will form a link between Japan and Hawaii. So this is awesome. And what they're really doing, what's really happening here, is they're building routes around China. You don't see too much termination of U.S. companies going into China. China's going to have to do its own thing. But Guam, which I lived in for 6 or 7 years, is a major, 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 major backbone connection. So these new connections, this one from Guam to Japan, and if you're in Hawaii, man, you're going to be able to ping Japan. You've already been able to ping Guam. You know, when the modern internet grew up, Guam got on speed pretty quickly for high-speed internet because of the amount of fiber that was coming into Guam, and how the cable was laid on the mountaintops of the Marianas Trench and how it was buried and power repeaters. I got to see all that stuff. Very, very cool. Watch some YouTube videos on it. There's lots out there on that. But yeah, this is going to be awesome. They're going to, again, $1 billion to lay that cable. Crazy. DJI unveils its latest first-person view drone, the Avata 2, with new accessories for the most immersive flight experience yet. And again, I have never did first-person vision drone flying. It's got a little hand controller as well. People are going pretty gaga about this today, but it comes in with their Fly Extra kit at $1,000. Another article from CyberScoop says that women make less than men in U.S. cyber jobs, but the gap is narrowing. A study from nonprofit ISC2 finds the cybersecurity field bucks U.S. trends of pay disparities between men and women. The organization collects U.S. salary data from 5,915 survey participants. The average U.S. cybersecurity job pays $147,138 annually, compared to the average U.S. salary of $59,000 in the fourth quarter. Women were reported to make 5% less than men in non-managerial mid-advanced staff roles and 9% less than men among managers. At the director and middle manager level, women make 1% more, and at the C-suite and executive level, women make 4% more, according to the ISC2 data. So link will be up in the show notes. Cybersecurity, man, oh man, 147? I'm in the wrong business. According to France 24, the first non-American on the moon will be a Japanese, says the president. The offer to Japan, an opportunity many nations long dreamed of, came part as the Prime Minister Fumio Kishida's state visit, and as Washington seeks to strengthen ties with its key Asian ally. Two Japanese astronauts will join future American missions, and one will become the first non-American ever to land on the moon, the president said in a press conference. NASA's Artemis program seeks to return humans to the moon for the first time in 50 years. Well, I tell you, that first flight is going to be a nail biter. A lot on SpaceX on this. Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund warns cyber attacks could trigger bank runs. And I think we already knew this. Now, there's lots of people that are freaked out. I'm seeing lots of big names in finance. I don't know. I got on a YouTube kick last night. Warren Buffett and a whole bunch of others. They're like doom is coming. doom and gloom. They say I'm just like, these are smart individuals, but everyone's running around like everything's going to be good. But I think we as grocery shoppers know the real situation out here. I don't know. Time will tell. More illegal acrimony for True Social as executive said he was hacked. Founding CEO says former assistant plotted coup d'etat and hacked his account. So what happened here? In a lawsuit, they've sued this individual, hacked his account. This is really ugly. And this individual, without authorization, accessed files, including without limitation, file containing all information regarding to all investors, as well as financial and other confidential information. So, yeah, they're going after him in a big, big way to determine where this lays. DuckDuckGo unveils a $10 Privacy Pro plan with a no-log VPN. You also get personal information removal and identity theft restoration. So many web browsers offer VPN these days, including Google, Mozilla, and Opera. DuckDuckGo is the latest joining the fray with a Privacy Pro plan that includes three services along with a VPN. You get personal information removal and identity theft restoration for $10 per month, $100 per year. Description is only available in the United States. For now, the Privacy Pro feature is built directly into DuckDuckGo, so you won't need to install separate apps. I've always said VPN software run by Google. Why would you do that? They know everything already, and they'll still continue to know more. Uber is making its safety tools easier to access and customize. I noticed that the last time I took an Uber ride, they had a whole bunch of stuff that was set up my safety preferences, and I just, you know, I kept hitting cancel, cancel, cancel. But I know the ladies out there are looking at this, so make sure that you can look at these safety tools if you're concerned about your safety riding an Uber. So details will be in the show notes as normal. Instagram is going to test nudity protection in messages to fight sextortion, and they're casting a wider net to catch potential abusers. So this nudity protection is coming to private messages. Meta first confirmed it was building a tech back in 2022 and will automatically activate tool for users under 18. Once switched on, machine learning tool will detect and blur images it suspects it containing nudity for the recipient. The analysis happens on the user's device. The message could remain end-to-end encrypted without Meta ever having to access them. Users will have the option to view the image alongside a pop-up message from Meta that they shouldn't, feel pressured to respond, along with safety tips button and option to block the sender. So I'm amazed sometimes when I'm on various platforms how close to the edge people are getting, and they're calling it art. I've even seen some stuff on YouTube called art showing off sheer clothing. I thought, how is that getting past the censors? People are pushing the edge on all this. And these channels have hundreds of thousands of views. Are they monetized? Best Buy is giving its customers assistance and AI boosts, but with a human touch. The technology is bringing generative AI to customer assistance. So, you'll be able to talk to an AI assistant tied to a human. So that's probably the smart way to employ this. Hey, if you're not already, don't forget, you can get over to geeknews.chat. Set yourself up an account over there. Let me know who you are, and I will approve you if you're a listener of the show. Don't forget that you can support our sponsor, GoDaddy. And if you're not an insider yet, it takes 5 minutes. GeeknessCentral.com/insider, 2, 5, 10, 15, 20, or $25 a month. Lock in your support. If you're not going to do that, then use a modern podcast app at podcastapps.com. Grab the Fountain app. They pay you Satoshis to use the app. It's a no-brainer. You make money using the app. It's not a lot, but you make money using the app without putting a penny in it. And I already told you, if you have the Fountain app and you have a Fountain wallet, I will send you Satoshis that you can share with other shows. So definitely give it a try. I want to thank you so much for being here. I'll be back with you Monday for another edition of the show. I should know by then if I'm going to be bouncing out of here and going international. I am going to UK in middle of May, but we'll see if this other event gets approved by my team and whether or not I will be off on a long distance run for an event. All right. It's my pleasure to bring you the show. Thank you so much for being here. I'll be back again with you Monday. Again, you've been listening to Geek News Central, geeknewscentral.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Take care of yourself. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.